我相信大家都知道，昨天晚上八点，这个中东地面的战争正式开始。
I believe you all know the ground campaign commenced last night at 8 p.m.
所以在今天讲到之前，我有一个小小对每一位弟兄姊妹的要求。
So before the preaching starts this morning, I have a small request to all of you.
圣经教导我们不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
The Bible has taught us not to be concerned just with yourselves, but also be concerned with things of the others.
所以我要求每一位用短短的一段时间为三件事祷告。
So I ask all of you to pray for three things.
谢谢刚才孙维信弟兄将错就错带我们唱刚才那一首天父必看顾你这个诗歌。
We want to thank Windsor for leading us to sing the hymn, The Lord Will Look After Us.
我站在各位的面前也站在神的面前我不能撒谎。
As I stand before you and before God, I cannot lie.
刚才当我唱到这首诗歌的时候天父必看顾你我不是只想到我的儿子。
As we were singing this hymn, God will look after you, I did not just think of only my son.
我站在那里想到的是现在在中东联军和伊拉克的军队一共有100万的军人在那边打仗。
What came to my mind are all the forces, including both the ally and that of Iraqis, of over a million people.
所以我要求弟兄姊妹第一件事情请大家同心的为这100万的军人祷告
So I ask you first to pray for all these 1 million soldiers
我们的祷告不能单单只顾我们自己的需要
And our prayer should not be limited just to ask for the needs of our own
请大家特别纪念这100万的军人的家庭
Please also remember the families ofThis 1 million soldiers.
也请各位在纪念这100万的军人里面，特别纪念这100万中间的基督徒。
Especially for those that are the Christians among this 1 million.
这是第一件事情。
This is one, the first one.
第二件事情，请大家在祷告里面纪念。
The second thing I want you to remember in your prayer.
这也是照圣经的教导，要为执政掌权的祷告，所以请大家特别用一点时间。为 Bush 也为 Hussein 祷告
This is according to the teaching of the scripture. You should pray for those with power and with authority. So I want you to pray for President Bush and also Saddam Hussein.
我知道许许多多的人当一提到 Hussein 的时候的感觉是怎么样
I know your feeling once you mention the name Hussein.
有人用中文说他是撒旦胡生
Many literally would translate that into Chinese as Saddam Hussein.
有人说用英文讲他是 Saddam insane, 说是一个疯子。
Or Saddam insane.
但是我们在主里面我们要学习怎么样为我们的仇敌祷告。
But in our Lord, we should learn how to pray for our enemies.
第三请各位应着中东的事情。为全世界福音的工作祷告。
Thirdly, because of the Persian Gulf War, I want you to all pray for the gospel for the whole world.
我相信这是一个传福音的黄金时候。
I also believe this is really the golden opportunity for us to preach the gospel.
我从来不相信乘人之危是可以作为传福音的机会。
I have never believed that.To take advantage of someone who is in danger is something we should take advantage of.
但是我十分相信，有的时候人在痛苦、艰难、困苦的里面，是最容易想到永恒的时候。
But I do believe during the tribulations and sufferings is also the time that people will be thinking about what is the everlasting mean.
为一百万的军人祷告。
So first to pray.For the 1 million soldiers,
为双方的领袖祷告
to pray for the leaders of both sides,
为全世界的福音工作祷告
and thirdly, to pray for the evangelistic work of the whole world.
好吧，我们一同起立，我们默默地在主面前有一段祷告的时间。
Let us first have a time of a silent prayer. You're concerned about their safety.
但是感谢你今天提醒我们。
But I want to thank you because today you have reminded us.
要我们更为你所爱的人祷告。
We want to pray. We should pray for all those that you love.
那一百万的军人都是你所爱的。
And all these soldiers, a million or all of them, are also those who you love.
求你在生死伤亡之间，让他们想到永恒。
Please let them to be able to think of what is eternity, what that means in the time of like this, like life and death.
让他们在危险急难的当中求告主的名。
During the time of danger, they can seek your name.
因为求告主名的就必得救。
Because those who seek, who shall be saved.
天父，我们大胆地求你缩短这场的战争。
Lord, we ask you to make this war short.
主啊，让伤亡减到最低，减到最少。
Reduce the casualty to minimum.
主啊，我们实在算不了什么。
Lord, we are nothing in your eyes.
但是我们要抓住这个祷告的权柄，来到你施恩宝座的面前。
Because we want to come in front of you through this prayer.
求你向我们说话。
Please speak to us.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。请我们再翻回到刚才所读的以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
十五节到二十三节。
Verses 15 through 23.
我已经连续用这一段经文讲了两次主日崇拜。
I have spoken on these verses for two times already.
我个人有很大的受益。
And myself have benefited greatly from these.
特别是我们本教会在建造物质的建堂的这一年里面。
Especially in this very special year, it is a year of building a physical church.
让我们思想属灵教会的建造，这是我个人的一个很深的负担。
Give us the opportunity to speak about a spiritual build-up.
这一段我们慢慢慢慢比较熟悉的经文，是保罗为当时小亚细亚教会祷告的一段祷告的祷告文。
As we grow to become more familiar with these passages were taken from Paul as his prayer to churches in Asia Minor.
但是我们看见从保罗的祷告，我们也看见上帝对地上教会的心意是什么。
From this prayer, we also see what is God's will.For the churches that he established.
这个祷告分成主要的两个部分。
And this prayer is divided into two major themes.
在十七节和十八节，在这段圣经里面都提到使你们知道。
In both verses 17 and 18 has mentioned to make you to know him.
十七节使你们真知道他。
And verse 17 says to know him truly.
对保罗来说，他希望这个教会能够更丰富的或者更深的认识神的丰富。
Because in here, Paul wanted the church to know the riches of God in a more profound way.
十八节使你们知道一连三件事情。
And in verse 18, and want you to know three things.In sequence.
知道恩召，知道基业，知道能力。
They are the callings, the inheritance, and the power.
这三件事情让我们看见保罗要提醒教会，不只是让我们认识上帝的丰富，也要认识教会的丰富。
So through these, not only Paul wants us to know the abundance of God himself, but also the riches of the churches.That he established.
今天一个基本的问题对我个人来说是一个认识观的问题。
The fundamental question to me is the question of how well you know.
如果我们能够认识神，认识我们自己，今天的基督教要大大的改观。
If we truly know him and truly know ourselves, then the church today will be totally different.
听说在胡生桌上有一本《孙子兵法》的书，听说在 Bush。桌上也有一本《孙子兵法》的书。
The famous Chinese a military strategist that the book appears both on the desk of a Hussein and a Bush.
我们中国人说知己知彼才会百战百胜。
You can only be victorious if you know not only yourself but also your enemies.
当我阅读圣经的时候，我发现我们的策略不同，我们要知神知己，我们就能够百战百胜。
Our strategies as Christians, we can only be victorious if we can know ourselves and God's will.
当我们认识神的丰富，认识教会的丰富，今天的基督教要完完全全的改观。
If we know the abundance of God and abundance of churches, then the situation of churches today will be totally different.
所以保罗说，第一，为着你们能够认识上帝的丰富，我迫切的在神面前祷告。
So Paul says here, first, in order for you to know him truly, I pray earnestly for you.
在英文说 know him better， 我们如果从英文的这个翻译的角度来看，我们可以看见保罗的心意是什么。
From the English version, it's very clear that Paul says to know him better.
以弗所教会是一个相当模范的一个教会。
Indeed, the church in Ephesus is a model church.
保罗说，我听见你们这个教会是信从主耶稣、亲爱众圣徒的一个教会。
I know you represent a church who have faith in the Lord and who have love all the fellow saints.
如果今天有人用这一句话或者这两句话来批评来这个评论我们这个教会的话，
If people can use these two descriptions to describe our church today，
弟兄姊妹，这是个何等荣耀的一件事情。
Brother and sister, what a glorious comment that it would be。
因为一个信从主耶稣、亲爱众圣徒的教会实在是一个相当高干的一个教会。
A church that have faith in the LordAnd have love among the fellow saints is such a great church.
但是请注意，与这个保罗为这样一个教会祷告，说但愿你们更多的 know him better.
But even for a church with such a quality, Paul went on and says, "I want you to know the Lord better."
他要这个好的教会成为更上一层楼、更好的教会。
A good church.Still have rooms to become even better.
因为我们所信的神是个丰富的神。
Because the God that we trust, the God we believe, is a God of abundance.
中文翻译是说真知道他。
In the Chinese word, it says to know him truly.
所以换句话说，有一些人是假知道他的。
Therefore, it implies that someone don't really know him truly.
如果从中文的圣经、中文的翻译来看呢，保罗好像在这里提醒我们，教会里面有一些所谓的挂名的。Nominal Christian, 基督徒。
Perhaps and implies here in our church there are those so-called nominal Christians.
我最近看一本书，是讲到全世界很多名人有关的一些笑话和幽默的事情。
I came across a book recently and describing the stories of some famous people.
有一篇文章是讲到 Charlie Chaplin, 卓别林。
A story about Charlie Chaplin himself.
那么有一次他去参加一个模仿卓别林的一个竞赛。
Once he went into a competition for those Chaplin look-alike.
他用假名去参加。
So he filed application with a false identity.
所以人家不知道站在台上这二十个留一点小胡子两个脚往外戴一个帽子然后拿一个手杖的哪一个是真的是假的他们以为都是一些假货。
Because he didn't really show his true identity, so people didn't really know this person is the true Charlie Chaplin.
比赛的结果，真正的卓别林得到第三名。
The result of a contest, the true Chaplin was named the number three.
他说他一生最大的笑话就是这一件事情。
He says the biggest joke of his lifetime is this one.
我看到这个笑话的时候，我里面有很深的感慨。
As I came across to this joke.And it deeply moved me.
真的，卓别林在表演他自己的时候，竟然只得到第三名。
A true chaplain is modeling himself. He can only be named as number three.
所以让我们看见一件事情：今天是有许多挂名的基督徒在教会的里面。
This tells me, indeed, today in churches there are many.Nominal Christians.
所以保罗在这里提醒我们在座的每一个人，你们要真知道他。
So Paul wants us to know our Lord truly.
这是我们在第一次讲。
This is what we talked about in the first sermon.
然而我们讲到第二个祷告。
And then we talked about the second part of the prayer.
这个祷告提到三件事情。
And this part, it mentioned three things.
十八节讲到两样，恩召和基业。
In verse 18, it talked about the calling and talked about the inheritance.
就是我们上一个礼拜讲。
This is what we talked about a week ago.
到十九节提到第三件事情，讲到能力。
And in verse 18, it talked about the third thing, that is the power.
恩召是有关基督徒的过去。
The calling has to do with your past.
讲到信仰的入门和起步。
Talked about how you became, how you started to become a Christian.
基业 inheritance 是讲到基督徒的未来。
The inheritance talk about the Christian's future.
是讲到信仰的目标和报赏。
Talk about the goal. Talk about your expected reward.
所以一样东西是讲到过去，另外一样东西是讲到未来。
So first thing talked about your past, and second talk about your future.
当保罗提到能力的时候，这个能力却跟我们现在有关系。
The power, as Paul mentioned about the power, it has to do with you today.
一个是信仰的入门和起步。
One talked about how do you become a Christian.
一个是信仰的目标。和报上
and then talked about the goal you want to reach.
另外一个是讲到信仰的过程和经历
and the third thing is talked about the experience and the process of your faith.
我们上一个礼拜讲了恩召和基业，今天早上我盼望跟弟兄姊妹一起来想能力这个题目。
And this morning we're going to continue on to talk about the third point, the power.
大前天。晚上我有机会向一对还没有信主的一对夫妇传福音。
Two nights ago, I had opportunity to share gospel with a non-believing couple.
弟兄姊妹，你不知道一件事，如果你看见有一对非基督徒的夫妇同时接受主的时候，那是何等美丽的一个画面。
And it was such a wonderful thing when you see two, both of them were non-believing, but they turned to Christ in the same time.
当我跟他们最后一起做接受主的祷告的时候
As I pray with them all together
当我说我祷告一句你跟着我祷告一句的时候
As I said follow me with those prayers
当我说主啊我是个罪人而听见他们流泪哭泣的时候
When I said Lord I'm a sinner and then they wept and they cried
我知道他们是真正的打开心门接受了耶稣基督
So I know they have truly opened their heartTo accept the Lord.
那天我们提到宗教的特性。
The day there, we talked about the characteristics of religion.
那么很自然，我们一讲到宗教，我们说宗教是劝人为善。
As soon as we talked about religion, we say that religion is meant to advise people to do what is good.
但是对我个人来讲，我从来不相信基督教是劝人为善。
But to myself, I have never regard Christianity.As a religion to advise people to do good.
各位不要误会我的意思，我并不是说基督教是劝人为恶。
I have never said that the Christianity is to advise you to do evil either.
但是这是个非常重要的观念。
But this is a very important concept.
请弟兄姊妹记得这件事情。
Please remember this.
基督教不是劝人为善。
The Christianity does not advise you to do what is good.
基督教是给人为善的能力。
Instead, the Christianity is give you the power to do what is good.
今天世界上的问题不是不明白善恶的分别。
The problem here on earth today is not that you do not understand what is good, what is evil.
今天世界的问题，从绝对的角度来说，是一个能源的问题。
The problem here on earth today really comes to whether you have the power to do what is right or wrong.
这是一个 energy crisis 的一个时代。
This is indeed a power or an energy crisis.
我们从小受教育，我们懂得分辨是非善恶。
From our educational background, we know how to tell from what is right and what is wrong.
但是基督教却告诉我们，不是。更深的让你在是非 对错的事上去深造不是的而是要把为善的能力赏赐给你我
Christianity did not emphasize how do you tell what is right and what is wrong but rather gives you the power to do what is good
所以保罗在罗马书第七章十八节告诉我们说立志行善由得我行出来 由不得我。
Therefore, Paul said in Romans chapter 7, verse 18, For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out.
在今天我们所读的这段经文，特别在十九节和二十节，保罗又提到这个能力的问题。
Especially in verse 19 and 20, here Paul mentioned about power again.
如果我们去看希腊文原文圣经，保罗用四个同义字讲到能力。
In the Greek version of the Bible, Paul had described power with four different words.
第一个在十九节，能力在原文 dunamis 就是变成英文的 dynamite 这个字。
So here in verse 19, this power is directly translated into dynamite.
二十节运行或者 working 这个字呢，在原文变成英文就是 energy 这个字。
So in verse 20, here it says the working of, which means the energy.
在二十节讲到大能是一个字，大力又是另外一个字。
And here it says the working of is mighty strength. Two words, mighty and strength.
所以我们在这里看见保罗用心良苦，用四个希腊文来描写这个能力。
So here we see Paul use four different Greek words.To describe the word power.
他这里讲到的能力和罗马书第七章所讲到的能力重点有一点不同。
What he mean here, the power is slightly different from what mentioned in Romans 7.
罗马书第七章，保罗向非信徒谈到能力的问题。
In Romans 7, Paul described the power to non-believers.
以弗所书第一章，保罗是对信徒谈到能力的问题。
But here, Paul was talking about power.To Christians.
罗马书第七章，保罗是从个人的角度谈到能源的问题。
And in the Roman chapter 7, Paul talked about from his personal point of view.
那么在以弗所书是从教会的角度来看能源的问题。
In the book of to the Ephesians, he's talking about the power from a church point of view.
因为在以弗所书第一章这里告诉我们说，知道他向我们这信的人。
It says he knows.He's talking to us, we all, who are the believers.
那个显出的是何等浩大的能力。
It's a great power that is shown to us who believe.
所以我们在这里看见罗马书第七章和以弗所书第一章，题目是一个题目，重点却不是一样。
So the emphasis between here and that of Rome are different.
这个在基督身上所运行的大能大力也应该显在我们这些基督徒的身上。
So this power that is working within Christ himself should also manifest on Christians like us.
保罗说显在我们这些信的人的身上，其实就是教会。
So manifest on those who believe and that indicates church.
那么这个显在教会的能力本来是显在耶稣的身上。
And such a power was originally manifested through Jesus.
所以换句话说，在耶稣的身上有，应该在教会的身上也有同样的见证。
So what Jesus had before should also come through the church.
那么在基督身上是怎么样的一个运行法呢？
How did then it show it manifest through Christ?
保罗在这里提到三方面。
And Paul here mentioned about three aspects.
我在准备这三次的讲道的时候，
As I was preparing for the sermon,
我想到一句成语，
a Chinese proverb came to me,
叫抽丝剥茧，
一步
一步来，像剥洋葱一样好。
As you peel the onions, you do it gradually.
是一片一片，
a layer by a layer.
我盼望我们真是能够把这一段好像很深奥的一段经文，能够经过了几次的分享，我们对这段经文不只是了解、欣赏，而且我们能够投入。
Through our gradual studying of these verses, not only we can understand it, we can appreciate it, but we can fully use it.
那么在这个地方，大能大力运行在耶稣身上是三方面。
So this, the manifestation of this great power are in three aspects.
第一个二十节，运行在他身上，使他从死里复活。
The first one is recorded in verse 20, that is, he's raised from death.
注意哈，中文说使他，那么第二个呢，是叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
Then secondly, it says seated or seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realm.
然后二十一节就描写他怎么样超越一切。
Then in verse 21st is and describe how he's above all.
那么第三件事情是在二十二节。
Then the third thing is in verse 22.
使他为教会做万有之首。
That is to appoint to him to be the head over everything for the church.
这是保罗在以弗所书第一次提到教会这个词。
This is the first time the word church is mentioned in Ephesians.
以弗所书是一个非常深入、生动讲到教会的一本书。
And this, the epistle to Ephesians has a lively descriptions about churches.
所以第一次提到教会，这里有一个相当重要的一些这个信息要让我们去查考的。
So the first time when a church is mentioned, it indeed has much messages carried with it.
但是今天没有时间讲。
And we have to stop here.
所以换句话说呢，我们要讲第四讲才能够讲到第二十一二节跟二十三节。
We will come back to this on the next time.
有一些从外地来这边聚会的，请你下一次，请你再来参加这个聚会。
Remember to come back.
我们今天先注意这个两件事情，那个大能力怎么样运行在耶稣的身上。
And I want you to pay attention to how this great power has been working through Jesus.
第一个提到他从死里复活。
First thing mentioned about how he's raised from death.
第二个提到他坐在上帝至造者至大者的右边。
Then he's seated to the right hand of the God in heavenly.
弟兄姊妹，请你注意一件事情。
I want you to notice this.
这里面有两方面是我们要特别在这里跟大家分享。
There are two aspects I want to share with you.
当保罗提到耶稣的能力的时候
，First, when Paul mentioned aboutThe power of the Lord.
请注意哈，他不是提四福音里面的耶稣基督的能力。
He did not mention about those miracles was performed by Jesus in these four gospels.
哎，你不知道我在准备这里看到这里的时候，整个人要跳起来。
As I was prepared the sermon to this point, I jumped up my seat.
你知道读圣经啊，实在是一个很大的喜乐和满足。
It truly is satisfying. It's a great joy.To study the Bible.
我们这个叫圣经教会，而我们不去享受圣经，我觉得是我们很大的损失。
Our name is called Bible Church. If we don't know how to enjoy Bible, it is indeed our loss.
因为当我看到这个地方保罗所讲的，他提到能力，耶稣基督的能力的时候，并没有提到耶稣在地上行神迹、教训人、医病、赶鬼这些能力。
As Paul mentioned about the power of Jesus, he did not mention about all these miraculous signs performed by him through the Gospels.
讲到医病的能力，我把它叫做什么呢？叫做工作或者侍奉的能力。
Preaching, healing are all of these powers of for carrying out some works.
保罗在这里并没有强调这个工作的能力。
He did not emphasize this kind of power.
今天在这个时代
Today, in this world,
我们受到这个世界潮流和价值观的影响
As we've been influenced by the sense of values in this world,
我们很现实
And we've become very practical.
我们看人数是不是有增加人数是不是有增加
We look see if the number of attendance has raised.
我们看我们的工作有没有果效
And we see if there's any results of our work.
我们福音队出去唱歌有多少人觉知
As our gospel team goes out, we want to see how many people have decided to
believe. 弟兄姊妹，这是无可厚非的事情。
Indeed, these are the one way of looking at those problems.
当然，我们希望工作有成效。
Of course, we like to see our work is not done in vain.
但是保罗在提到能力的时候
，But here, as Paul mentioned about power,
他没有把这个能力只放在工作或者是效率这一方面。
He did not emphasize only on the work.And the efficiencies, for example.
我们侍奉是需要能力，弟兄姊妹，我不希望你们误会我的意思。
I don't want you to misunderstand me. That indeed we need a power to do work.
大前天向那两位就是那对夫妇传福音。
And two nights ago, as I was talking about gospel to this couple,
有一位弟兄跟我一起去。
And a brother came with me.
事实上是他介绍我去看他们，因为那对是他的朋友。
That couple was our brother's friend.
张学义弟兄，他今天也在这边。
Brother 张。
那么， 他在那里他可以做见证。
He can be a witness for you.
哦，李牧师有三寸不烂之舌。
Our Pastor Lee has his tongue, which is incorruptible.
我不相信这件事情。
I don't believe that.
弟兄姊妹，你有口才，感谢主。
I want to thank the Lord if you are good on speeches.
但是你要靠那个口才，以为人会点头接受主，你在做梦。
If you think people will nod their head because you can speak well, you're daydreaming.
不可能，我们人可以把一个人对永恒有那样大的一个吸引，和渴慕。
Just through the person, through a people's work.It's not possible for you to introduce eternity to another individual.
每一次我站在这里向弟兄姊妹讲道
Every time as I preach in front of you,
到散会的时候，有人握住我的手说：“李牧师今天的信息帮助我。”
And after each time, someone would come to me and says, "Pastor Lee, I want to thank you because your message had indeed helped me."
啊，好可惜某某人没有来，我要赶快到楼下去买录音带。
It's too bad that one of my friends couldn't come, so I'm going to go downstairs to purchase the recording.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的能力，不是
人的能力。Brothers and sisters, this is the power of the Lord, not ourselves.
你什么时候以为你自己有这一点能力，你什么时候就没有这个能力
？Whenever you think you possess this power, and you're powerless.
所以保罗在这里不是讲工作的能力，侍奉的能力。
So here, Paul is not emphasizing the power of working.
那么他在讲什么能力呢
Now, what is he mean? What does he mean?
他说耶稣基督从死里复活的那个能力
This is the power that has raised Lord Jesus from dead.
把耶稣基督升到至高者的右边，坐在神右边的那个能力
Has raised him and seated him at the right hand of the Heavenly Father.
那么他就继续在解释
Then he went on to explain it.
他说远超过一切执政的、掌权的、这个、那个、今生和来生的。
And to exceed and far above all the ones who rules and have authorities.
那么到底执政掌权是什么呢
？And what does he mean by those people who have rules and authorities?
今生和来生的。
And to exceed and far above all the ones who rules and have authorities.
那么到底执政掌权是什么呢？
And what does he mean by those people who have rules and authorities?
一定是讲胡生说的。
Maybe he means Saddam Hussein.
上帝有力量可以胜过这个胡生。
The Lord has power to overcome, to victorious over Hussein.
弟兄姊妹，如果你这样想的话，你对上帝的认识就太有限了。
And if that's what you think.And your knowing him is limited.
因为在同样这卷书第六章十二节告诉我们说，这个执政掌权是讲空中的恶魔，讲到撒旦魔鬼说的。
And here in the same book to the Ephesians in chapter 6, it talks about those with authorities are those of the evil spirit.
今天我们说胜过胡生的能力是一种相对的能力。
The ability, the power to be victorious over Hussein.Is measured relatively.
我今天出门以前，昨天很多人都问我说：“李牧师，你昨天几点钟睡觉
？”Many had asked me when did you go to bed last night.
我说看到没有东西好看的就睡觉了。
I kept on watching the television until I ran out of new things to watch.
那我今天早上起来第一件事情还是打开电视来看。
First thing I did this morning was also to turn on the television.
我离开家最后一件事情是关掉电视。
The last things before I left my home was to turn off the television.
我最后看到的。一个访问是什么
？The last interview I watched this morning
是记者访问伊拉克驻日本的大使的一段讲话。
Was the interview of the Iraqi ambassador to Japan？
那么他们就问他：“你想这个战争会打到什么时候
？”And they asked him, "How long do you think this war will last？"
那个大使说 ：“Ask Bush。”
And this man says, "You go to ask Bush."
然后后面加一句话 ：“He's the war monger。”
And then he adds, 他是一个好战者。
当时我就在想，怎么给 warmonger 下定义呢？好战者下定义。
How do you give the definition for a warmonger?
我们说公说公有理，婆说婆有理。
And each side have their own reasons.
我们多年来做家庭辅导的工作。
And we have been working on the family counseling for many years.
头痛得不得了，因为你听了老公讲，有道理。 听了老婆讲也有道理。
And counseling for a family, and you can listen to both sides, husbands or wives, and each have their own reasons.
这叫相对的。
And these are all relative.
但是当保罗说他胜过一切的，今生的、来生的、执政的、掌权的，他是指着绝对的那个能力说的。
But the power mentioned here by Paul that he is victorious over everything, that is absolute measure.
做万有之首，这个我们下一次再讲，那隔了两个礼拜以后再跟大家讲。
And he become the head of all, and we're going to talk about that the next time.
复活的能力是讲什么呢？
And what is the power to raise from dead?
胜过死亡。
It's victorious over death.
超越一切执政掌权是讲什么呢？
To be above of all the authorities means what?
是胜过恶者或者胜过罪恶。
Is to be victorious over evil things.
今天人类最大的仇敌是什么？
Who is the biggest enemy of humankind?
从我们基督徒有信仰的人来说，一个是罪恶，一个是死亡。
For Christians, there are two things. One is evil, the other one is death.
这个死亡不只是说我对死有一个很潇洒的态度的那一个而已。
To death is not just an attitude, and you don't really care.
各位记不记得十二月九号我在这里讲到的时候提到一件事情？
Do you remember the thing I mentioned on December the 9th?
提到我的老二到中东去。
I mentioned about my younger son went to a Persian Gulf.
我说这没有什么了不起，这不过是生离，但是不是死别。
And there's nothing to it. This is just to say farewell. This is not a goodbye that you won't see him again.
今天早上七点钟他打了个电话给我们。
This morning at 7 o'clock he called me.
他说因为昨天开始打仗了，怕你们担心，所以我排队排了很久，那么终于排上队可以跟你们打电话。
He says, indeed, the war broke out last night. I want you not to worry. So I stood in a line for a long time and able to make this phone call.
他说我站在这里排队打电话的时候呢，都是戴着防毒面具。
I had my face mask on as I stood here to wait for my turn to make this telephone call.
我说帮妈妈跟爸爸讲话，把防毒面具拿掉。
I said, remove your mask when you talk to me, please.
然后他说不行，现在刚好有警报来。
I can't. The alarm, the air raid alarm has sounded.
最近四天，天天有飞毛腿的飞弹打到这边来。
For the last 4 days, there were Scuds attacks to our area.
这是台湾翻译的飞毛腿。
You know what Scuds means in Chinese?
他说爆炸的声音，我在这里都可以感觉得到。
I could fear the explosion.
他说因为 New England 的爱国者把他们一个一个都对付掉。
The New England Patriots, not the New England Patriots, had dealt with all the Scots.
是 Patriots, 非比 Patriots 也不一样。一个是专门输的。那么
There's a difference between Patriots and the New England Patriots. One wins all the time, the other one...Loses all the time.
我到底讲到哪里？感谢主，他说要我在今天早上向大家请安，谢谢大家为他祷告。
And he want me to send his greetings to you this morning, and want to thank you all for praying for him.
他已经收到好几位的信，也收到你们寄给他们的一些寄给他的一些包裹。
He had received the letter and the packages from you.
我提到这件事情，我说我的儿子到中东，不过是生离，不是死别。
I just mentioned that when my son went off to Persian Gulf, we just say farewell to him. It's not the departure between life and death.
但是你们记不记得我下面讲的一句话
？Then did you remember I further mentioned?
我说这一种生离是最靠近死别的一种生离。
But such a farewell is one that is closest to saying goodbye between.Living or death.
我不能很潇洒的起来。
I just cannot say this easily.
因为我知道这个生离是最靠近死别的一种生离。
Because I'm not sure I would see him again.
死了就死了，反正你过一段时间也就接受了。
If someone had died, and you would accept the fact eventually.
但是挂在半空中，这是使你心里面最难处理的一种情绪。
But the uncertainties is the hardest to deal with.
但是当我昨天在想到这件事情的时候呢
，As I came to this yesterday，
我就问我自己
，I'd ask myself，
为什么你会说这个话呢
Why did you say this?
当然弟兄姊妹了解你的心意。
And of course the brothers and sisters understand you.
因为我在说这句话的时候同时发现死的阴影在我的身上并没有让我克服或者胜过它。
Because as I said this, I realized I have not been able to conquer the shadow of death.
今天基督徒不能够勇敢地面对放在我们四周的挑战，因为我们缺少从死里复活的能力。
We cannot face the challenges around us because we have not got the power to be victorious over death.
我们还有惧怕。
And we still have fear.
我们还有小信。
We still are weak in our faith.
我们还有怀疑。
We still are doubting.
我们还有怨言。
And we still complain.
我们还有很多的不满。
We still are not satisfied.
证明一件事情。
That proves one thing.
我们在我们的身上没有这个从死里复活的那个能力。
And that proves that we have not acquired such a power that has raised the Lord from death.
如果讲第二方面就更清楚。
And if we talked about the second aspect, it comes more clear.
你知道今天教会一个很大很大的需要是什么？
What is the greatest need of church today?
我在神面前说，神啊，是的，我们教会每一个礼拜似乎经济都有短缺。
I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, indeed, it appears our financial is in greater need.
我说每一个礼拜我们教会除非奉献达到9000块，我们不够我们每一个月的开销。
I said, unless our offerings can reach the goal of $9,000, we will not be able to pay our bill.
上个礼拜6200多块钱。
And last week was indeed just about $6,000.
弟兄姊妹，这不是我们教会最大的需要。
Brothers and sisters, this does not represent the greatest need of our church.
今天在地上教会传道人基督徒最大的需要是什么呢？
What is the greatest need of a church and the ministers all today?
弟兄姊妹，是过圣洁的生活。
Brothers and sisters, to be able to live a holy life.
让我们在神的面前能够有个圣洁的见证，在今天的教会带出来。
So may the Lord help us to be able to live a holy life, to have a holy testimony.
不在乎你在外面摇旗呐喊，跑去示威，跑去静坐。
Whether you raise the slogan or you come to the parade or anything.
而在乎我们这些基督徒是不是一天比一天更干净。
What matters is whether we are able to improve ourselves on the day to day.
弟兄姊妹，很诚实地跟各位分享。
Honestly, to analyze this with you.
不在乎我们这个教会人数人丁多兴旺。
It does not really matter as to how many people, how many headcounts we have in this church.
而在乎我们在教会里面这些弟兄姊妹。生活有没有一天比一天更干净？
What does matter is whether we can conduct a more holy life from day to day.
我们不完全。
We're not perfect.
但是我们要有进步。
But we have to make progress.
我们不完全。
We're not perfect.
但是我们要成长。
But we have to grow.
弟兄姊妹，我不希望你们误会我的意思。
I don't want you to misunderstand me.
不是让我们一步登天就成为一个完全全然圣洁的人，不可能。
None of us can become perfect in overnight.
我们有许许多多思想里面很难对付胜过的东西。
There are much in our thoughts that's hard to deal with.
但是可不可以过去10次，现在8次，再过2天有7次或者7次半，那么起码让我们一步一步的有长进。
What does matter is whether we have made progress.
一年读经一遍很重要。
It's important for us to read your Bible in 1 year, for example.
如果一年读经一遍使你骄傲，那就很麻烦。
But however, if you can do that and make you be proud of that, and that spells trouble.
礼拜二晚上在牧师家里面的祷告会很重要。
The prayer meeting on every Tuesday is important.
但是你们来祷告而使你们觉得不可一世，很麻烦。
And because you're able to come and make you satisfying or too proud of yourself, that spells trouble.
胜过死亡的勇敢。
And have the courage to overcome death.
胜过罪恶的圣洁。
And to be able to overcome the evil and live a holy life.
这是什么能力呢？
What kind of a power is that?
这是一种生活的能力。
It's a power of your life.
不是工作的能力。
It's not the power you'll be able to conduct work.
是生活的能力。
It's a power of your life, of your living.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天太过分地强调工作的能力了。
Brothers and sisters, maybe we today are overemphasizing the ability to carry out good work.
我担心，我最近几个礼拜都提到，我担心今天在各地教会强调灵恩的这一个现象。
And I worry about the fact that too many churches are emphasizing too much about charisma.
Charismatic. 这个灵恩派，灵恩的这个工作是很重要。
And such a work is indeed important.
如果灵恩只是让你着重在工作方面有力量，弟兄姊妹，这是一个很大的危险。
But if you only attain the power to be able to do your work only, and there's a danger.
除非圣灵在我们里面掌管，我们到一个地步，活出圣洁的生活来。
And we have to attain to the level that the Holy Spirit can take control of us, that we can live a holy life. Then we have accomplished.
保罗没有讲到耶稣行神迹的能力。保罗在这里提到耶稣从死里复活和坐在荣耀里面的这个能力。
Paul did not mention about a Lord, Jesus' power of performing miraculous signs, but instead he talked about a power that he's raised from dead.
还有一点点时间，我跟大家分享我心里面的负担。
And I want to share more about my burden in my heart.
读新约圣经，你一讲到能力，一定跟圣灵连在一起。
As you study the New Testament, as soon as you talked about power, it's related with Holy Spirit.
以弗所书每一章都提到能力。都提到圣灵。
In every chapter of Ephesians, it talks about the Holy Spirit, the Spirit.
但是很稀奇，他在这个地方提到能力的时候，他没有提到圣灵。
But here, the word Spirit was not mentioned, right in this place.
当然，在十七节讲到赐人智慧和启示的灵。
In verse 17, it did talk about the Spirit of wisdom and revelation.
那么。解经家有两种不同对这一节圣经这个灵的解释。
The commentators have a different explanations of this passage.
一种呢就是说这个地方讲的就是圣灵。
And many says this is the Spirit, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit.
那么 New English Bible这个 NEB 的翻译呢，它干脆把它翻译成 the spiritual power of wisdom and revelation.
And in one version, the NEB version mentioned about it.
在保罗的神学里面。
In Paul's theology,
他每一次提到智慧，他都提到就是耶稣。
Each time when he mentioned about wisdom, he referred that to Christ.
当他提到启示的时候，他就提到圣经。
Each time when he referred to revelation, he mentioned that is Bible.
我第一次在讲这篇道的时候，曾经提到弟兄姊妹不要随随便便滥用神的旨意这四个字。
And first time when I preached this, I have mentioned to you.Do not arbitrarily quote that this is God's will.
神的旨意，你要嫁给我。
And it is God's will. You have to marry me.
神的旨意，我今天要跟你分开。
It is God's will that I have to desert you.
同样一个人讲，同样一个对象。
The same person is talking about the two different things to the same person.
但是今天早上，我要提醒弟兄姊妹，也提醒我自己。
And this morning, I want to remind you as well as to myself.
不要随便用启示这个字，这两个字。
And do not arbitrarily or use the word revelation.
这是一个很大的危险。
It is a danger to do that.
我们说昨天晚上耶稣启示我。
And we said last night the Jesus has revealed himself to me.
上个礼拜圣灵向我说话。
Last week the Holy Spirit spoke to me.
今天早上我起来的时候，上帝告诉我。
And this morning as I got up, the Lord had told me.
没有这种事情。
Maybe they were not true.
启示已经完成，就是这本圣经。
The revelation of God's will has completed, which is totally recorded in this Bible.
不要用启示这两个字。
Do not use that word lightly.
因为你不可能接受神今天给你的启示与圣经相提并论。
You should not.Mention what God had revealed to you today in an equal footing with what the Bible says.
但是今天为了要支持我的话语，我的说法有力量。
In order to support and reinforce what I'm going to say today,
我说圣灵这样启示我。
Then I said the Lord has revealed, had told me this.
你如果很认真说这句话
，If you speak so seriously,
你就是异端。
And you. Maybe speaking of cult.
今天不可能，神再给我们与圣经等量齐观的启示。
The Lord's revelation has been completed. It's all fully recorded in the Bible.
我们可以说启发，我们可以说光照，我们不可以用启示这两个字。
We may say that perhaps the Lord has illuminated on this point.
我们不可以说 reveal 或者 revelation 这个字。
We should prohibit it. We should stop from using the word revelation.
所以在这里我们看见保罗提到能力的时候，没有直接讲到圣灵，而是讲到耶稣。
So here, when Paul mentioned about spirit, he did not mention
power.
Power, he did not mention spirit, but he mentioned Jesus.
如果你讲圣灵，如果你讲能力，而与耶稣基督和圣经脱节的话，这是个危险的事情。
If the spirit you talked about is separated from that of Jesus and that of the Bible, and then you made a mistake.
我在准备这篇信息的时候，心里很挣扎。
I had much struggle when I was preparing for the sermon.
因为我看很多很多的参考书，都同意一件事情。
Because much of the references agreed upon one thing.
说以弗所书很难解，最难解的就是第一章十五节到二十三节。
And much of them says it's indeed difficult to understand Ephesians, especially for those passages of verse 15 through 23.
特别是二十三节。
Especially verse 23.
所以你们会发现，我讲了个半天，还没有敢碰二十三节。
And it has taken much time to lead to 23, which we haven't got there yet.
因为二十二节、二十三节是整个保罗祷告导向的一个最高潮。
Indeed, 23rd and 22nd and 23rd, their entire prayer is leading up to.
要再隔两个礼拜，大概是十七号，我有机会在主日崇拜再跟大家思想这一段的圣经。
My term for the next time is on the 17th. I will continue then to talk about these two verses.
今天我只提到这个能力三部分的两部分而已。
I have only mentioned about the two aspects of the total of three concerning the word power.
让我们不只是在知识的里面，让我们真是能够有更深的体验，有更多的经历。
May us not only understand the word from our head knowledge, but also have a real realization.
在整本我们教会的这本诗歌赞美诗里面，我个人最喜爱的一首诗歌就是待会我们要唱的133首，好不好？请各位翻到一百。
The hymn I love the most is hymn 133, the one we're going to sing.
非常抱歉，因为这首诗歌中文的翻译有一点点跟英文有出入。
The translation, English translation, the Chinese translation is somewhat different from the English version.
比如第一节最后一句话是教会与时代相配，在英文不是这个意思。
And for example, the last sentence of the first verse in the English version is a little different.
所以我们来唱英文的，而不是唱中文。
So we'll be singing it in English.
133首。我们一同起立来唱。
Oh, breath of life, come sweeping through us. Revive thy church with life and power. Oh, breath of life, come cleanse, renew us, and feed thy church to meet with us.Wind of God, come bend us, break us, till humbly we confess our need. Then in thy tenderness remake us, revive, restore for thee.Breath of love, come breathe within us, renewing thought, and will and heart. Come, love of Christ, afresh to win us. Revive thy church in every part. O heart of Christ, once broken for us, 'tis there we find we strength and rest. Broken, contrite hearts now soulless, and let thy waiting church be blessed. Revive us, Lord, is still abating, while harvest fields are vast and wide. Revive us, Lord.